By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is holding an event Tuesday to introduce the individuals he plans to nominate for top diplomatic and national security posts in his administration. The group includes Antony Blinken, one of Biden's closest foreign affairs advisors, as the choice for Secretary of State. Biden's event comes a day after the General Services Administration, the federal agency that must sign off on presidential transitions, verified that Biden is the apparent winner of the November 3rd election. The GSA announcement came shortly after the officials in the state of Michigan certified Biden as the winner in their state, making President Trump's legal efforts to change the election outcome even more unlikely to succeed. President Trump, who had refused to concede the election, said Monday that he is directing his team to cooperate on the transition, but is vowing to keep up the fight. The move by the GSA clears the way for the start of the transition of Trump's administration and allows Biden to coordinate with federal agencies on plans for taking over on January the 20th. Well, Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong was taken into custody Monday after pleading guilty to charges of illegal assembly last year near the city's police headquarters. Wong faces up to 3 years if convicted. At a later date, fellow longtime activists Ivan Lam and Agnes Chow were also remanded in custody at the same trial after they too pleaded guilty to similar charges. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. International rights groups are urging Ethiopian forces to prioritize the safety of civilians in the Tigray region as a government set deadline for regional forces to surrender approaches. The Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, has given the Tigray People's Liberation Front until Wednesday to surrender or face a military assault on the city of Mekelle. The United Nations said Monday that more than 30,000 people so far have fled Tigray to neighboring Sudan and echoed calls to preserve the safety of civilians. Tensions have been building in the region since early September when Tigray defiantly held a regional election. Sudanese health authorities say 7 medical doctors died from COVID-19 in the past 10 days, a development which reflects Sudan's sharp rise in cases in recent weeks. Nearly 100 deaths were recorded in the past month. The government called their deaths a huge loss for the country as it continues to fight the pandemic and described the doctors as true heroes who died defending their people. Late last week, Sudanese education authorities postponed the reopening of schools for 2 weeks due to the steep rise in COVID-19 cases. The Johns Hopkins University, which is tracking cases globally, says on its coronavirus dashboard that Sudan currently has 16,052 confirmed cases and 1,197 deaths. The Australian airline Qantas says it will require international travelers in the future to prove they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to fly, as another pharmaceutical company announces progress in creating a potential vaccine to fight the coronavirus. The comments come as AstraZeneca said Monday that clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine in Britain and Brazil have shown it is highly effective in preventing COVID-19 without hospitalizations or severe cases of the disease in any of the trial's volunteers. The United States continues to lead the world in infections with more than 12 million cases, followed by India with 9 million infections and Brazil with 6 million. The virus has claimed nearly 1.4 million lives, more than 250,000 of those deaths occurring here in the United States. And state officials in Brazil announced Monday that they have started clinical trials for the Chinese-made CoronaVac vaccine. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.